All righty. How we doing, folks? It's really great to have you out tonight. What a great show we have here in Austin, Texas. What could be better than Guy Clark and Ramblin' Jack Elliott? Yep. So Guy will be up in a little while. And Jack likes a lot of things. He likes horses, and he likes cows, cowboy hats, whiskey, boats, trains, but he don't like cameras. And thank you. Keep those things in your pockets, and welcome a true American legend, Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Thank you, Griff. It's good to be here. So good to be back in the wide open spaces. I live in Callahoochee, just the other side. And I drove here. I don't like to fly with a guitar anymore because they might take it and break it or lose it. And so I thought I'd just rent a car and drive down. And I'm still catching up on my sleep from that drive. I drove 800 miles a couple of days ago from a cheap motel in Ash Fork, Arizona, just the other side of Grand Canyon. If I'd have driven another 28 miles, I'd have been right in Williams, where they have steam trains that go to the Grand Canyon and lots of expensive motels. So I figured I'm going to stop right here in Ash Fork. They sell flagstone. There's a quarry where they get the rock. I remember I bought a whole motorhome full of flagstone there one time. Only cost me about $50. I had to stash the stones very carefully on the floor of the motorhome and not pile them up too heavy in any one place for fear it might go right through my 1¼-inch plywood floor. I had some water. Maybe it'll just start to... Maybe it'll rain. Oh, behind me? Thank you. It's called getting used to the arena. Oh, boy. Coffee, too. Wonder why they put it back there. Maybe they were expecting backwards man. I do sound checks, but a microphone check is always nice to do that. And it's on. Whew. Lovely. Yeah? Sounds like somebody's warming up a turbojet engine out there in the dressing room. Maybe I can tune up to it. My problem with cameras is it's not just visual. It's neurotic. It's a Jekyll Hyde thing that I have. It interferes with my nice guy act, which I've been perfecting for about 60 years. When they start shooting at me, I want to shoot back. I forget all the words to songs that I've been learning for 47 years, and all of a sudden, bloom goes off in my eyeball, and it goes right into the middle of the strawberry roan. And I forget where I am, and it's disconcerting. And I come out the other side, grumpy. So if you have a camera here, please don't show it to me. And I used to object only to flash photography, but now I object to all photography because I didn't come here to be a movie star or pose for your camera. I can do that in the hall or in the driveway, with or without clothes. But when I'm up here, I'm playing music, and it's to listen. It ain't to look at. If you came to look at the music or take pictures of it, please take your camera and put it in the car. I will now try to remember a song. Thank you very much. And it's the San Francisco Bay Blues. Not that we're in San Francisco, but... I live near there, and I don't even like to go near the city of San Francisco. Oh, it's a pretty town. talking about tuning there. I got some guitar experts visiting in the back room there. And we had this big, long conversation, complete with actual hands-on tuning and stuff. And plus the fact that the climate in the dressing room is different from here. That's more like it. Got the blues from a baby lemon by the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner, she gone so far away. Didn't mean to treat her so bad. The best gal I ever have had. She said goodbye, like to make me cry. I want to lay down and die. Haven't got a nickel. Ain't got a lousy dime. She don't come back. I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Echo, echo, can you cut the echo? Ever come back to stay? Spend another brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Live a while in another city, just about to go insane. Sound like I heard my baby the way she used to call my name. She ever come back to stay? Spend another brand new day walking with my baby. Walking with my baby. Gliding, driving, jiving, talking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. By a man named Jesse Fuller. Thank you. Jesse Fuller was a one-man band out there in Callahoochee. He worked in the movies down in Hollywood for a while back in the 20s or 30s and had a shoe shine stand on the 20th Century Movie Lot, shined the shoes of the great movie stars at the time like Rudolph Valentino and all. And I like to think that Jesse brought along his guitar. He had a 12-string guitar, and he played that very wonderfully. And later he got the kazoo and the harmonica going, and cymbals that he worked with his foot, of course. And then he invented another instrument with about five strings on it. It was a foot-operated bass. He called it a fodella, F-O-T-D-E-L-L-A, fodella. Funny-looking, piano-looking box on the floor with pedals that worked just like piano keys, only he mashed them down with his foot. And he wrote that San Francisco Bay Blues, and he sang a lot of railroad songs. Oh, he was great. Jesse Fuller, the Lone Cat. He called himself the Lone Cat to emphasize the fact that he was just one man playing on six instruments at the same time. Paul McCartney did a recording of that song. Matter of fact, he credited me with, he said he learned it off of one of my record albums, and thank you, Paul. I never had got to meet him. Tried to meet him in Denver one time. I brought a cowboy friend of mine along as a road manager, just, you know, keep company. And we waited outside the stadium there and told him that we were friends of Paul's. The security guys, I don't think they believed us. Anyway, never did get to say hi, thank you to Paul, but thank you, Paul, if you're listening. But I didn't write that song. It was written by Jesse Fuller. And I got to tour England with Jesse one time. That was good. And he had that Fudella and that guitar, big 12-string guitar. Another song he sang was a railroad work song. I don't know if he wrote it or if it's just an old song. I never did find out. It's called High Sheriff in Baltimore, I think it's called name of it. Yeah, I think it's an A. Climate change thing, this Martin guitar is very sensitive. Neck goes this way, neck goes that way. Sometimes it feels like spaghetti. Sometimes it feels like an iron rod. High Sheriff in Baltimore, knocking on my door. High Sheriff in Baltimore, knocking on my door. High Sheriff in Baltimore, knocking on my door. Knocking with a 44. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right, buddy, gonna make it all right. I ain't robbed no passenger train, I ain't done no hanging crime. I ain't robbed no passenger train, I ain't done no hanging crime. Robbed no passenger train, I ain't done no hanging crime. Everybody getting hard luck sometime. All right, all right. All right. High Sheriff in Baltimore, knocking on my door, knocking on my door, knocking on my door. High Sheriff in Baltimore, knocking on my door, knocking with a 44. All right. Baltimore. Old Jesse Fuller song. I don't know if Jesse's albums are still available. He first recorded for a company called World Records. It was a very big name for a very small company. They had only recorded one person so far, and that was him. And I thought I'd like to be the second guy to be on that label just because I admired Jesse so much. And that was right there in Oakland or Berkeley. And I went over to the man's house. He had a recording machine right there in the living room. And we started to record some songs. And he had a brand new baby. And the baby was squalling and screaming in the living room, in the bedroom. And it was getting in the microphone. And I got disgusted and walked out, never came back. Never heard from him again. That's so much for world record. But I was proud that they did record Jesse Fuller. That was a very good choice. That thing's still howling. At least, by golly, I don't have lights flashing on it. A new album just recorded about a month ago for a record company called Anti. I don't know what they're anti towards, but I'm in favor of it. They seem to have some good ideas about producing good albums, and there's some other people on the album that, not on the album, but on their label that are worth listening to, like Tom Waits. And Lucinda Williams. In fact, she sang a song with me on my previous album on that label. I've never seen her. I don't even know what she looks like, but she sure sounded good. They did that without my permission, but it's okay. I like what happened. They recorded. It's all done with mirrors and microphones when you're not there. Daryl Adams, who played the banjo, five string. He was from Oregon. Worked as a logger, worked as a cowboy for a while. And then he was in the Navy in the latter part of World War II. He was in a destroyer. But Daryl got seasick. He preferred being on land. He didn't like boats. I like boats myself. We never saw eye to eye about that. But we did see eye to eye about music and rhythm and many other things. He was the one who finally talked me into getting married, marrying that gal that I was hanging out with down there in Hollywood. First time I ever got married. And Daryl sang this song at the wedding, the old Carter family song called I Am a Rake and a Ramblin' Boy. My mother said all alone. My sister says she has no home. My wife, she left in a sad despair with an aching heart and a baby fair. When I die, don't bury me at all. Just place me away in alcohol. My 44 placed by my feet. That I'm just asleep. I am a rig, but a rambling boy. There's many a city I did enjoy, and now I've married me a pretty little wife. Then I love my life. I just thought of another Carter Family song. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a song about a railroad. Sorry to hear about that train wreck the other day. It happened after when I was coming from California, down in Chatsworth, where I used to live on a little horse ranch. And a neighbor of mine had a roping arena, old Gene McLaughlin, that backed right up against this railroad line where that wreck took place the other night, where I think that maybe the engineer was messing with his cell phone or something. I got a cell phone. Can't say I really like it. This is the fourth one I've had. I keep losing them all the time. The next one I'm not going to lose. I'm going to shoot it. Here's the cell phones. They really do. They help you out a lot, though, when they work. Here's the modern times. Well, they didn't have to hire me. That thing yodels better than I do. Oh, well. I'll get used to it in a day or so. There's a guy, are you here? Oh, great. I didn't want to do this unless you were here, because I know that you used to like this song, and I used to like it, too. And I want to do it for you. Somebody asked me for this song. It's the first song I ever wrote, and about the last song I ever wrote for many years. I've written 8 songs in 40 years. That's one every 5 years. But I'm not really a writer. I just say stuff. It's just kind of a verbal exercise. I have a typewriter. Just haven't learned how to work it yet. This song I wrote about a trip coming down from New York City to North Carolina. and cross over to New Orleans, visiting musicians and people up in the hills and in out-of-the-way places, with a couple of kids from California who had driven into New York in this old blue Army officer's car. It was a four-door Plymouth, something like a 1944 Plymouth or something, and it ran. It was painted blue. They painted it with a brush. They made it all the way from Los Angeles to New York, Guy Carawan and Frank Hamilton. And I was residing in New York City then, and we were playing around the park there in Washington Square Park on Sunday afternoons. People used to gather and play a bunch of bluegrass music and cowboy songs, and that's how we met, and I got invited along on their car trip down to North Carolina. It was the summer of 1953. And so later, in retrospect, a couple of years after that, I felt like nothing had happened in between 1953 and 1956 or something, and I just wrote this song about it. It seemed like it was a big deal, wonderful trip. And I tried to put it down to music, and it's not exactly a singing song. It's more like a talking blues, I guess you might say. And it's called the 912 Greens. And there's a man in there, Billy Fair, who's a banjo player. He lived in New Orleans. And I just got a phone call from Billy. He lives in Texas now. He was living in New Orleans at that time, 53. He later built a house in Woodstock, New York. I helped him pour the cement foundation for it. And years later, I never got around to visiting him and seeing what the house looked like. I only saw the foundation. About 20 years later, I think I did get to see the house one time, and then he moved to Texas. I think he's still living out in West Texas right now. Billy Fair, watch for him. He comes a little later on in the song. I was playing in a pub in Dublin a few years ago, and somebody asked for the 912 Greens, and I said, I don't know, it's too long, I don't think you want to hear it, it's 14 minutes long, and I didn't do it. I kind of weaseled out on him, and I guess he was disappointed, because the next year, the following year, I was back in Ireland in the same pub in Dublin, and he didn't ask for the song, so I guess he wasn't there, but I played it for him anyway. And I haven't dared play it since, because it's very long. And if I left out about 10 verses, it'd still be, you know, long. I'll try to give you the Reader's Digest version of this thing. They said, yeah, throw your guitar in the car, let's go, and we took off down Highway 301, down the eastern shore of Maryland, Chesapeake Bay, and in a few days, we were in North Carolina to visit Guy's uncle, Carawan, lived down near the water, and there was a dock there, it was on a farm near the Albemarle Sound. Echo out of the microphone. Maybe a little more bass might do it. More Johnny Cash, less Tiny Tim. Well, it was a... Oh, yeah. That's good. Breakfast there. wonderful breakfast. And a neighbor had started up his boat. That's making it even more echoey, isn't it? Let's go back to the other plan there. Back to number three. Thank you. Got invited out on the water with this shrimp boat, and we spent the whole day out there. We caught about a million shrimp and three sunburns. Came back just in time for supper. And it was a wonderful supper. I think we had pork chops and fried chicken and okra and butter beans. And Frank and Guy had never ever seen food like that, and I'd never eaten food like that. It was great. We were learning. After the dinner dishes was put away, I was sitting out on the porch and shelling butter beans and looking at the sky. It was building up to a thunderstorm, lightning, big storm, lights flashing. And Guy was real mellow and sang some kind of a pretty suit tune in his high voice. I don't remember what that was now, but Frank grabbed his guitar and played a song about California. I'll try and play it later if there is a later on, but it's called The South Coast. It was a very dramatic song, and it was perfect with all that thunder and lightning. I asked him about it the next morning. We were in the car heading west. We said goodbyes and headed out to the mountains of Smokies out around Asheville, North Carolina. We hadn't quite got fully into the Smokies, and Guy was driving and I was riding shotgun, and Frank's in the back seat just staring out the window, digging the scenery. I asked him about that song. I said, "Hey, Frank," took him out of his reverie. I said, "You know that song you played last night? What was that? That was really good. What was that song?" He says, "It was The South Coast." "Yeah, The South Coast. Would you play it? Would you play it again? Would you play it for me, Frank?" "Hey, Frank." He was staring out the window, looking at them mountains getting bigger. And he couldn't play it. And he wouldn't play it. And he didn't play it for another 2 days when it rained. Seemed like it had to be raining, or he just couldn't get in the mood to play it. I've seen stuff like that. You've all seen stuff like that. By this time, we were in Asheville, and there was a big music thing going on. And we visited Bascom, Lamar, Lunsford, and a group of old mountaineers there. Red Parham played harmonica, and a banjo picker who had two different eyes. One eye was looking at the audience, and the other eye was ogling the girls backstage. Wished I could do that. George Pigram, that was his name, and he made that banjo sound like a train coming in and out of a tunnel. I don't know how he did that. It was a K with a resonator on the back. Well, make a long story short, we eventually wound up in New Orleans. And we had the name of someone to look up there, a banjo player named Billy Fair. Billy Fair, and we didn't know how to look him up, so I looked in the phone book, but there wasn't no Billy Fair in there. And so we just took to the streets, and we just drove around, all around, and we came to Jackson Square, and we saw this big place called the Café du Monde. And they served coffee and beignets with sugar all over them, kind of like a donut, but better. Lighter, better for you, and nicer tasting. We were sitting there, and there's white sugar blowing off of the tabletops and the wind off the Mrs. Miller River there, and that's where we spied him. He's kind of blending in with that white smoke screen. He had on a white shirt, but he had a bushy black mustache that gave him away. We could see the mustache through the white smoke screen. It was Billy Fair. I don't know how we knew that, because nobody had seen a picture of him. Maybe he recognized us. He knew we were weird. We must be musicians. He invited us over to his pad, which was located at 912 Toulouse Street. Just a few blocks away, up a back alley. There wasn't no number on the door. There was a number 912 painted on the garbage can. And you grabbed the top of that board fence and lifted yourself over, stepping lightly on the garbage can. Now you're up. Now you're over. Landing lightly on the balls of your feet on the concrete in the patio. And there was a banana tree growing there. I know it was a banana tree on account of it had some bananas hanging on it. And there was a cat, three-legged cat. He challenged me to a race up some stairs off the patio. I'd never even been this place before. Well, I used to run track in high school, 220. I figured I could beat that cat. I mean, three-legged cat. Pshaw. On your mark, get set, meow. He beat me. He made it up the top of the stairs. Before I got to the second step, he was on top there grinning at me down his whiskers. Found out later that three-legged cat was named Shaky, not Gray, as I had stated in an earlier recording. That was the 14-minute version. I left out Nashville. Sorry, Earl. Started raining. I'm up there at the patio upstairs on the balcony admiring the scene below, the little jungle kind of garden in the back patio there. And all of a sudden there was a girl there that had once been an ex-ballet dancer. And she'd taken off all her clothes and was dancing around in the rain in some sort of an exotic dance. I didn't want her to get lonesome. So I followed suit. I joined her and we danced around together there with a three-legged cat. And Billy Fair started playing some kind of classical tune on the five string. And Frank got out his guitar and played the South Coast, for it had rained. Like that night was never going to come to an end, but it did stop raining. We all drifted over to a saloon down the road with John Truman telling stories about the sea and ships and the merchant marine for about 3.5 days one night. And after that story, we just simply had to ship out. We went down to the NMU hall and tried to get our seaman's papers, but shipping was slow and they weren't hiring. You couldn't get your seaman's papers, couldn't get a ship. So we just ended up walking down by, frigate. We just all said frigate, which is, it's an old nautical term. We ended up down by the river. Just standing there, digging it all, and sun was about to come up, I think, and did you ever stand and shiver just because you were looking at a river? Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, 'cause I'm on the dark side. I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and I wonder, walking down the road, how I once loved a woman, child, I'm told. Give her my heart, but you wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use turning on your light, babe. The light I never know. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, 'cause I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you could do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, but don't think twice, it's all right. Thank you very much, folks. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm sure anxious to see and hear Guy Clark. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to a great evening.